Belinda Audio and Gill Books present this unabridged recording of The Secret Lives of Adults, written and read by Alison Keating. Introduction. Understanding Adulthood. Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Willing is not enough. We must do. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. For many adults, life is tough. There are lots of plates to keep spinning, from work to parenthood to being the child of aging parents, and an underlying pressure to do it all flawlessly. People have been sharing their life stories with me for the past 14 years in my practice at the Buell Clinic, and for 4 previous years in many challenging and purposeful roles. I hear and see all kinds of lives, but when it comes to talking to adults, the words I hear most often are, "I feel overwhelmed." Many people have a belief, whether they know it or not, that being an adult means having everything figured out. We think we leave our youth behind and become older and wiser. In fact, the only certainty is that things will remain uncertain. It's a difficult and demanding stage of life, and numbing out mental noise has never been easier to do. I see the look of dread on my clients' faces when I ask them to just sit and be with themselves, their thoughts and feelings. Checking in online has become easier than checking in with ourselves. So even though we are trying to do so much and be so much, we have trouble examining our roles and challenges. It's often easier to look the other way rather than confront and be with ourselves. This is what The Secret Lives of Adults is all about: understanding yourself and the complexities surrounding all the important roles you play in life. We encourage change and development enthusiastically in children, but are more fearful of it in adulthood. This is the key premise of this book: to ask you to challenge and, if necessary, to change the core beliefs you have about who you are and how you behave in your relationships. Where do those core beliefs come from? They are the secrets we carry within ourselves, often unknown even to ourselves, the secrets of our inner lives. Our behavior is rooted in past experience. Your connection to yourself and to all your relationships began the day you came into this world. Knowing yourself and yourself in relation to others is an experiential life lesson, with each social interaction weaving and stitching the fabric of your adult relationships and making you the person you are today. We don't have access to the unconscious parts of ourselves, most notably from ages 1 to 3 years. And yet this is an extremely formative and influential time. It can often hold many of our secrets of our unknown selves. There are 7 key relationships in adulthood, reflected in the chapters of this book: with yourself, with your parents, with your siblings, with your partner, with your children, with your friends, and with your work. You are like a Russian doll. You contain layers of separate selves within the one me. The outer Russian doll is the first representation of yourself, with each of your inner selves connected yet separate, a kaleidoscope of multifaceted reflections of all your inner selves.